The prosecutor is attempting to convince a jury that there's no room for the consideration of mitigating circumstances when deciding on whether Nicholas Cruz should be put to death for the 2018 Marjory Stoneman Douglas school shooting, given the premeditation and cruelty of the crime.
I'm going to speak to you about the unspeakable, about this defendant's goal-directed, planned, systematic murder, mass murder, of 14 children, an athletic director, a teacher, and a coach.
Cruz had even recorded a cell phone video days before, boasting about his chilling intentions.
Hello, my name is Nick. I'm going to be the next school shooter of 2018. My goal is at least 20 people with an AR and some tracer rounds.
Some 50 family members of those killed were in the courtroom as the prosecution recounted Cruz's methodical killing spree. The first witnesses were called, among them a teacher who said her students were writing Valentine's Day cards as characters in Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet when the shooting began.
It just kept going and going and going.
A student who captured the scene on cell phone video also spoke.
We were just sitting, kind of like sitting ducks.
The footage she captured was played to the jurors. Only the audio could be heard in the public gallery, which proved too much for some. Cruz's defense counsel has chosen to defer an opening statement until later in the trial. However, it's been reported that among the mitigating factors the defense would like to produce is evidence of brain abnormalities Cruz sustained as a fetus. After the shooting, survivors formed the gun control group March for Our Lives, now seen as a powerful voice in the gun control debate. Parents of the dead also remained vocal, as seen just last week at the White House when a bereaved father heckled Joe Biden for not doing more. A jury must reach a unanimous decision to recommend that Nicholas Cruz be put to death. Otherwise, he will face life in prison without parole. Shihab Ratansi, Al Jazeera.